Thank you, Tony. Hi, Paul.
Hello?
Yeah, Paul? How are you doing today?
Who is this? Is this the same dude?
No, so my name's David. I'm the director here in charge of the area. How are you doing today, Paul?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So I see your... he transferred you over to me. Are you interested in signing up with our services today, Paul?
No, actually, I wasn't interested. I was trying to explain that to the guy on the phone.
Okay, so I do apologize. You know, we'll go ahead and see what went on there. But just a quick question, Paul. I mean, since I already have you on the line, I mean, what would keep you from, you know, signing up with Google services? I mean, I know you have a Google business profile. I see it's already up, right? See, you got a website. You know, I don't know who's hosting that for you. But basically what we do here is, just to put it in a nutshell, since I got you on the line, we are data service providers for Google and Meta, okay? So basically we do search engine optimization. We do things like Google Verified. Within the Meta world, we run, you know, Meta hosting ads. I mean, the main benefit here, in all honesty, is that first page, right? The search engine optimization. Once your business is anchored there and you claim your territory, you're able to receive unlimited clicks and calls at a low flat rate. What I could do for you, it'd be $299, be basically a flat rate. We'd cover Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. On Apple, you'd have Apple Maps. It'd give you up to 50 miles that you can cover if you're willing to cover the entire 50 miles. We'll also activate you for Siri and Alexa, right? So basically, it doesn't matter how many jobs you get.
Online ads?
No, so with this one, it's search engine optimization. It's so that way, when a client goes in and they use a keyword, right? Like, say you're looking for a restaurant, right? You put Italian restaurant near me, and then it'll show those top recommended restaurants in the area on that first page. There'll be about five of them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, sponsored ads on Google. The first ones that...
Yeah, no, the local maps isn't a sponsored ad, right? The sponsored ad is at the very, very top, right? So your Google search results are always going to be broken down into three different sections, right? At the top, you're right, you'll have your sponsored ads. Now, those are Google verified companies. They're running Google's pay-per-qualified lead program. What they do is they set a budget for the business, and they just draw leads from that budget. The main benefit of those leads is you only pay for them when you successfully gain an appointment with the client. Without an appointment, you don't pay for it. If it's a job that's too small or something you don't offer, you can reject the lead. You're never paying for a phone number because the client calls you directly. Now, if in fact when the client calls you, you can gain an appointment with them, that would be a qualified lead. And that's what makes this program different than any other type of program, right? Now, whenever a client or whenever anybody within 50-mile radius of Mumbai, say you signed up today, right? Somebody's within the service area and they just open up their phone, either ask Siri, Alexa, they type in to their Safari browser, Bing, or Google, lawn care near me, a lawn service company near me, someone who can cut my yard near me, right? They hit search. As long as they're within that radius, your company will show up on that first page in the local map section.
Oh, you're talking about maps and, like, finding people who, like, if I'm looking at, you know, it'll show me all the Walmarts in my area.
That's right, yes. So if you put, like, say, Walmart sells so many different products, right? So say you just, say you Googled, for instance, let's say lawn care products. Say you Googled weed eater for sale near me, right? Now, Walmart would run a sponsored ad for a weed eater that they're selling, right? And that would be like a pay-per-click ad, and that'd be at the top of the page. But in the local map section, you'll be able to see that Walmart is selling weed eaters, right? Does that make sense? And you found them by using a keyword, not by actually knowing the name of the business. Because for sure, I mean, if somebody types in the name of your business on Google, they'll be directed right to your Google My Business profile. Now, the key of search engine optimization is linking in your keywords and your meta tags, right? And that's what's going to help you gain more business from Google. That's how those top companies get listed there, right? Now, with Google Verified, basically you go through another set of verifications with Google. It's in the verification process. I do a background check. I'll see what the requirements are. Just give me one second, right? But
yeah, I'm already Google verified. I know how that works.
Like your pay-per-lead program? Have you set a budget for that?
A pay-for-what program?
So if you're Google verified, then you would have set a budget for your business. You would have had a background check run either by a company of Evident or Pinkerton. Does that ring a bell?
No, I'm a Google verified business, but I don't have to pay Google to do that.
That's right. So
my business license and like my paperwork and just verified that I was a service provider in the area.
Yeah, correct. So that's your Google My Business profile, right? So you got your Google, your business profile verified. Now, what I'm talking about is a different program. It was previously known as Google Guaranteed, or sometimes commonly referred to as local service ads. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, local ads with Google and the sponsored results.
Well,
I know what that is.
Local service ads, they're very different. Because, I mean, what you're thinking about is a pay-per-click campaign where you can go put, you know, $300 and they'll put you at the top, and as people click there, it just drains your budget, right? Now, pay-per-click ad works very differently from Google Verified, okay? So with Google Verified, and I'll tell you who the companies are in the area, just so I'm trying to clear that up for you.
I'm Google Verified. I don't have a storefront address like Walmart or other lawn care providers, if that's what you're talking about.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. You don't need a storefront address to be a Google Verified business, right? So your Google business profile is verified, but what I'm saying is, you don't have that blue check mark and that blue badge that says verified. That's a separate set of verifications. And in order to get that, you would have a budget set on your business. And then when clients are calling you from that area on your phone, it would say Google verified lead, right? It would automatically come in that way. When they're calling you.
Lead for ads. I'm not doing ads. I'm a Google verified business. I don't have a location on Google because I'm a home run business and customers don't come to my location. So if you look up lawn care near me, my physical address is not going to pop up for customers to find them.
For sure. And it doesn't have to. I do the same thing for businesses. We use the masking feature, right? So that's completely different, right, than what we're talking about right now. Can you do a search on Google right now, and I'll show you the difference between a Google verified company and your company. Which your company is, your Google business profile is verified.
Yeah, I'm verified. I'm Google Maps work too. Mine isn't going to pull up on that.
Yeah. Okay. So I know you understand how Google Maps, and what I'm saying is the pay-per-qualified lead program, right? Like the verified service. Does that make sense?
Which is Google Ads?
No. Google Ads is pay-per-click. You have local service ads, which is Google Verified, and that's completely different.
Is this a program that's not Google? The only way be found on Google is to make your Google business profile. You can have your location either visible or not visible, or you can run sponsored ads. There's no other way to be found on Google directly unless you have a Yelp profile and Google pulls up your Yelp profile, or a Facebook profile and then Google pulls up your Facebook profile, or MapQuest or Nextdoor or all the other things.
Yeah, anywhere listed on the web. Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you list it on the web, I mean, Google's ecosystem is featured, right? So that's, now here's the deal. If you were Google verified with lawn care, you would have submitted your license, which is either a home improvement contractor license, limited residential builder remodeler license, or your unlimited residential builder remodel. And this is for lawn care, right? Now this is the Fayetteville, Springdale, Rogers area. This is what Google
license to mow lawns, but I do have a business license as a personal service.
You're right.
Provider.
Yeah, so here's how that works. For sure. Yeah, they verified you Google My Business profile. So you're right. You don't need those licenses in order to operate in your area. Now, in order to receive those badges and be a part of the Google Verified program, you would need to submit one of those licenses because it's required for that program itself, right? So that's where we can kind of distinguish.
And they do
Okay. So what I can do for you would be $299 on a flat rate, right? We'd take care of your hosting. We'd be able to anchor you on the front page of search results. You'd be next to Jay's Lawn. I'll tell you the three companies. It's Willow's St. Street Lawns and Bay Art, right? Now, basically, by about day 45, you'll find yourself anchored here. Social media and website go live within the first 7 to 14 days, and all your direct lease submissions go live within the first 5 to 7. Okay?
No, I've already got a website. I don't need that, and I'm not interested in sponsored ads.
Okay. We appreciate the time, Paul.
Thanks.
Yep.